Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, Rusty Wilkes with SCORE, which is a very large-scale business mentoring operation that operates nationwide and has had a presence in Tyler for quite some time. We spoke to one of your colleagues, Rusty Leland Ferguson, last year, a little over a year ago, and now it's time for an update because SCORE remains very, very busy and we want to get the word out about it. Good morning and great to have you with us.
Good morning, John. It's nice to be with you too.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/infocus. InFocus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. And you can get some very simple information just by going to the SCORE website, Rusty, which is score.org, and that'll tell us that SCORE is the nation's largest network of volunteer expert business mentors with approximately, is it 10,000 now or 11,000?
It's 11,378 chapters nationwide.
Uh-huh. And goes back to 1964, and you have a partnership with the U.S. Small Business Administration as well. Let's start off by telling folks, what does SCORE stand for? It's kind of evolved over the years.
Yeah, it's SCORE is a service corp of retired executives, and that's what it means, is that people that may have been retired and now they can be working and still be a SCORE mentor. And we help small businesses and startups advance their programs.
And how did you get started with SCORE? You were in the furniture business and have only been in Tyler for a few years, but I think you kind of hit the ground running when you got here.
Yeah, we did. I retired from Haverty Furniture Company and wasn't quite ready to retire, so we opened some Ashley Home Stores in different towns. And then I sold out in 2015 and moved over here with my grandkids and my daughter.
And you were originally from Shreveport. You were living in Crawford, Texas, well known to folks who have followed George W. Bush over the years. And that's where you were when you moved to Tyler, right?
Right. We sold some furniture to Mr. Bush, or President Bush, and we had a store in Waco. And so that's where they purchased a little bit of furniture. Interesting story.
Okay. Well, it is. I wish we had time for that story on this show, but maybe another day, because Obviously, I'm sure that's one of any number of claims to fame that you have. And I know that just the fact that you've built up the expertise that you need to mentor people who are just getting started in business or who are who already have businesses but who maybe need a little bit of extra help. It puts you in a very good position to do that. Tell us a little bit about how you got started with SCORE, and that started right after you moved to Tyler, right?
Yeah, about a year afterwards, I was wanting to get some more education, so I went to TJC and Texas Tyler and just wanted to sit in some business classes just to learn some stuff. And they don't do that anymore. A senior can't go in and just sit down in the class by vetting, and I understand that. So I called SCORE because I knew who they were and enjoyed talking with them and got on board.
All righty. So you've been on board with SCORE for, about 2 years now?
Yeah, right at 2 years, I think.
Right at 2 years, and I'll bet it's been a busy and rewarding time for you.
It has. We've really grown, and hence being on the show to tell you a little bit more about what we do and why we do it.
All righty. How many people are in the office in Tyler with you?
We have 13 mentors and volunteers.
Mm-hmm. And you are on the TJC West Campus right there at the corner of Robertson Road and the West Loop in Tyler.
Right.
And we'll give out a little bit of quick contact information here. We gave out the website earlier, I believe. If we didn't, we'll give it out right now. It is score.org. And that's the national website. And from there, it's easy to navigate to the presence in East Texas.
Right.
TJC West Campus, 1530 East Southeast Loop 323 in Tyler. And let's see, actually that's West Southwest, I believe, Loop 323 in Tyler. But anyway, it's on the west side of town, and we won't worry about
TJC.
The address. People know where that is.
Yeah.
Okay. For an appointment, you can call Kay at 903-510-2975. Or if you need any information at all, just call Kay at 903-510-2975, and she will fix you right up. Also, you have a Facebook presence, and that's always very important in this day and age. When you start your own business, I guess you just need somebody to ask you the questions you haven't thought of yet, and I know that's a big part of it.
Right. It is. I mean, a lot of times people come with an idea, and that's what they have, and we welcome that. Sometimes you just seek information, and down the road, you maybe want to get involved in a business.
Okay. And what are some of the questions that you get asked a lot, or what questions do you ask the client?
Well, really, what is their idea? What is their business plan? I think that's the biggest thing, is that The ideas are in your head, and we always say if you didn't write it down, it didn't happen. A business plan is huge. It can be on a napkin, it can be on a big binder, but it tells you what you're wanting to do. And sometimes a business plan has to be a little bit more professional, especially if you're trying to borrow money from the SBA or from the local banks.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people have this idea. Maybe they'll talk to five of their friends and they'll say, hey, we should open this restaurant or open this store. And they haven't really done their homework, and that's where SCORE comes in. I think that's about as good a way as any of summarizing what you do and why you're there.
We put it in reality that, you know, there's a lot of things you have to do. The fun part may come later, but the business part is what you want to structure before you start your business.
Mm-hmm. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. We're talking to Rusty Wilkes with SCORE, which is a business mentoring, nationwide business mentoring operation that works with a small business administration and has had a presence in East Texas, in Tyler specifically, but in some other places as well, which we're going to talk about later. Been in Tyler for a number of years on the TJC West campus, and I'm going to go ahead and quickly go over your mission. Your mission, that is to foster vibrant small business communities through mentoring and education. And your vision is that every person have the support necessary to thrive as a small business owner. And that part about communities, it's really about community. It's about building the business environment in an entire community through the individual mentoring sessions and workshops that you do, if I understand correctly.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, the purpose of SCORE, we went over that briefly. We'll just go over it again. It's the mission, actually, to foster vibrant small business communities through mentoring and education. Now, what does it cost to use your services? I understand they're mostly free, but there are some opportunities that you offer that do cost some money.
Right. We do 12 workshops a year at TJC, and that's at no cost. We are a nonprofit, and we do some at WorkHub. Some seminars over there, and those are no price. But we do a certification class in the spring. It's 7 weeks, and it's a $99 course. And we bring in the lawyers and the CPAs and professional people and have a really nice program. And they get a certification certificate for it.
Okay, you talked about the Work Hub. That is on South Broadway in Tyler. I know there are two Work Hubs, and that's the one where you operate,
yes,
correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
We can mentor there also.
Mm-hmm. By the way, you serve pretty much the entire East Texas area, but you're going to have some of that load, and you're in the process of actually having some of that load taken off you, because I understand that you now have an office in Mount Pleasant. You've just recently opened one in Longview, and you're still working on Texarkana. Any word on when the office in Texarkana will open up, or are you just kind of still waiting to hear about that?
Yeah, I think first of the year, probably in January, late January, we're looking for a bigger space than what they have right now. We partner with the SBDC, Small Business Development mm-hmm. Center, and have their we take their calls and they take ours of people that want to get information.
Uh-huh. Now you're talking about Tyler, right? Is it also going to be working that way in the other locations?
Yeah, we're teamed up with SBDC in all three locations.
Oh, okay.
And, we'll be East Texas's tops. We'll have a satellite in Mount Pleasant, satellite in Longview, and a satellite in Texarkana.
Okay, so the Tyler office on the TJC West campus right there at the West Loop and Robertson Road will still be your main location, and these are going to be satellite locations, but
correct.
Certainly it'll take some of the load off you and Tyler, and it'll also make it easier for people who live in some of those other areas to connect with you.
Absolutely. Sure. That's the whole thing. Plus, we're recruiting. We need volunteers and mentors in those areas, too.
All right.
We'll be doing seminars and things there to try to get further along.
Okay, and one of the things we want to do today is make sure that people know you are looking for mentors, and we'll hit that a little bit harder later in the show. Also, people can donate money. We'll talk about that as well. Now, a lot of things go into this. The process begins with somebody needing help starting up or a new business or taking that business to the next level, but let's shift it over to how you're a part of that very first step, and we'll do that by asking you how do people actually sign up to get a mentor? How does that work?
Okay, they can call Kay, or they can go to the national website and say they seek a mentor, and we're open Monday through Friday, and If you need a mentorship, you can call Kay, and if you can't come till Thursday at 3 o'clock, then we'll have somebody there to mentor with you. So it just depends on whenever the client needs us.
All righty. And whenever the client needs us, can you tell us a little bit more about that? At what point does someone generally need to know that he or she can really use your services? Is it when they get an idea in their head, or when they've actually taken the first steps towards starting a new business, or had a conversation with their friends about how this business might work or might not work, or can it be any of the above?
It can be any of the above. If somebody just wants to come in for information and just say, I just wanted to know about how to start a business, and we get that a lot. I said, well, what business are you thinking of? Well, I don't know yet. So some people are secret, and they want to hold on to their idea as long as they can there. But if we start them from A to Z, from what the name of your business or what type of business, you want to be a sole proprietor, an LLC, which 95% of the businesses are LLC on startups and small business. We take them through their profit and loss statement, balance sheets, cash flow. And we're not a one and done. When we talk to you, we're going to set up another appointment and go as far as long as you want to go to help you with your ideas or your small business.
Okay. Once again, if you have any questions, you can call SCORE at 903-510-2975. You can certainly go to the SCORE website, score.org. That's the national website, but it's easy to navigate from there to your presence in East Texas, and you do have a Facebook presence as well. So I'm sure you encourage people to take advantage of any and all of the above. Why should you have an outsider look at your business? We want to re-emphasize this, and we've pretty much gone over some of it already, but you talked about how people have sometimes a proprietary mentality. They don't want people to necessarily know what they're up to. They think, I think probably mistakenly in a lot of cases, that can get them down the wrong road. Why is it important to have an outsider look at your business?
Well, they can see things you can't see. I mean, the forest and in the trees, which one's there. But you can do integrity is the first thing. We don't go outside the realm of who we're talking to, and unless it's somebody that's giving us business advice or an SBA or somebody that we can visit with if they need money or if they need a little bit more structure.
Okay. Talking to Rusty Wilkes with SCORE, a nationwide business mentoring operation, been in business since 1964, and it's been in Tyler for a long time and expanding throughout East Texas. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. SCORE stands for Service Corps of Retired Executives, although you just use the acronym SCORE now because you no longer have to be retired in order to be a SCORE mentor. Tell us a little bit about that SCORE.org website. What are some of the important things that people can find there? Some of the things they might want to be looking for when they're first getting started with this process?
Well, it gives you the process of how you might want to start a business plan or what different avenues that you might want to go down. It's a full-bore website that gives you a lot of information. So it's almost too much just to visit with on right here, but I would go there.
Mm-hmm. One of the things you can find is pictures and brief biographies of the, I believe you said, 13 SCORE volunteers right now. You can actually go on the web and get to know a little bit about them before you get involved with SCORE.
Yeah, and you may can pick one. If you like somebody that did something in their background, then you can request that mentor, which is good. And they do that a lot. Depends on what type. If it's a tech business, we got guys that are really good at that. We got some guys from IBM. We got some guys from ExxonMobil, paralegals. I mean, we have a really diverse group.
Mm-hmm. My next question, I would put it in terms of, do mentors have business experience? But we obviously know that they already do. You can't be a SCORE mentor if you don't have business experience. About how much and what kind of business experience should a good SCORE volunteer, SCORE mentor have?
Yeah, I mean, he should have been in business a long time, and him or her, and try to, learn what they've done as far as their profit and loss statements and their balance sheets and stuff.
Okay. And you're vetted. When you go in there and you want to be a SCORE volunteer, they'll sit you down and they'll ask you a lot of questions. They will make sure that you and your 12 colleagues know what you're doing and that you're going to be able to help these new businesses once you sit down with them.
And there's a course that you take that helps with the vetting that gives you an idea of what SCORE is looking for.
Okay. The kind of person who is a good mentor. You've done a little bit to describe that just now, but are there any other special qualifications that really set SCORE mentors apart from just folks who have had business experience?
Well, they need to be an upper kind of upper management to know some mm-hmm. of the things that that go on behind the scenes and as far as your expenses and different things.
All righty. I'm sure that's very important. And I understand that they also need to really suspend judgment. You're going to have people come in there and they might have the brightest idea in the world or an idea that just is destined not to take off at all. But you don't judge them. Your No. job is to sit and listen and let them tell their story, right?
That's correct. That's correct. We don't give them any, you should do this or you better do this. We give them options. And if somebody comes in and they've never been in the field they're trying to go in, we sometimes tell them, well, maybe you ought to work for somebody in that field to get an idea of what okay. what it's like. And that works out pretty good. A lot of times when we do get them, we talk to them about the what all's involved, and the idea diminishes a little bit from when they first walked in.
Yeah, I'm sure bringing a lot of these folks back down to earth and back to reality,
yeah, reality.
Is an important part of your
right,
job.
Right.
Yeah, because some of these businesses are going to take off, and some of them are not. Now, you start off, I understand, with a 90-minute session, and there are two mentors on hand. Is that how it works?
Yeah, we'd like to have two for obvious reasons, to have two different ideas and two ways to look at it. You may have a tech guy that makes sure they have their LLC and have all their EIN numbers and everything they need to do the business. And the other guy may say, well, now that you have that, let's get going. Let's market this and see what we can do.
Okay. Talking to Rusty Wilkes with SCORE, based in Tyler on the TJC West Campus, 903-510-2975. SCORE.org is the website. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus, and SCORE is a very prestigious, I might say, business mentoring organization. Nationwide, works with the Small Business Administration and has a growing presence in East Texas. Been around since 1964, so that ought to tell you something right there. Again, at the risk of repeating anything, and I'll ask if you have any additional information beyond what you've already given us, what are some of the things that people do often overlook when starting a business?
Well, a lot of times money, some kind of funding, and they think that you can just go to the bank or go to SBA and get a loan, and it's not that easy to do.
Okay. And can you help with startups with regulations and registrations? Because I know that's a very important part of what they'll need to understand.
Well, we work with them on their business plan if they are going to present it to a bank or the SBA, and make sure they have everything in order of what it is and what the bankers are looking for, as far as any money that they might need.
Okay. As far as the kinds of problems you see with businesses that are already up and going, and we're looking again, we're talking about money, talking about cash flow or marketing problems. Are those two
those
of the
are
big
the two.
Ones?
Yeah, they are. Cash flow is really important, obviously, and that's different from what a profit and loss statement looks like on paper. Cash flow is different, and that runs your business, obviously. And we analyze those and give suggestions on how maybe that might work or how it's not working and what we might do.
Okay. You mentioned earlier that a person can pick a mentor. Now, when you have two mentors sitting down, is it going to be the person that they picked and then just somebody else that's recommended by the local SCORE chapter?
Right. They'll double up. And sometimes a mentor will call and say, I'd like to sit in on that session. It may be something that they know a little bit more about. It's basically every mentor knows what a balance sheet and a profit and loss statement is, and LLC, and those are all structure things that we try to do to set a client up to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Now, if the local chapter doesn't have the expertise or specificity that a client needs, what should that client do?
Well, they can go nationally to the national score.org, or we can have them contact whoever they may need that we don't offer that service for.
All righty. Simple enough. And qualifications to be a mentor, we've already gone over those in general terms. Are there any specifics that you want to add to anything that you've already said, or have we already covered that pretty well?
I think we covered it. We call recruiting sometimes when we're trying to get a volunteer or a mentor. And really, you want to do it. I can twist your arm to come in and be a mentor, but if you don't want to do it, then it's not going to be good for you.
Okay, then. Talking to Rusty Wilkes with SCORE in Tyler, business mentoring organization. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. There is a business management certification class at Tyler Junior College that I think we want to focus on. And I know you do different types of workshops that I think they might run about $99 a piece. Is this one of those workshops that you offer, or is this offered just outside the auspices of SCORE but in partnership with SCORE?
No, we offer it. SCORE offers it. It's a certification class, and it is $99. It's a seven-week course.
Okay.
And we bring in some professional people, CPAs and lawyers and insurance executives, to really give a good background on it. And I will say, on the $99, if we also try to give that back to the client in form of a different kind of equations that we do.
Okay. What topics does it cover? Who needs to attend? I know that's real important, because I'm sure it's not for everybody that you work with, but for certain types of people. And tell us a little bit about, paint a picture if you can, what a typical class is like as well.
Well, we have it at TJC. We'll bring in, we'll have a slideshow, and we'll have different type of programs to do them. Last year, we had 19 in our class, which was pretty good. Normally, we'd do 25 to 30. But the part was fun about that, John, they were all ladies. We had 19 ladies. We had no men. And obviously, they were very attentive to what we were doing.
And what kind of topics does it cover? Anything beyond what you've already told us?
No, not really. I mean, it's just basically business, and gives them an idea of what the CPA is thinking, what the lawyers are thinking, and, you know, what professional ideas that they might have to help their business.
All right. Now, not just everybody needs to attend this, because people who are just getting started, they're the ones who need to sit down with those mentors and go through that 90-minute session and go from there. Out of your target population, I'll say, what are some of the kinds of people who would benefit most from a business management certification class?
Well, I mean, obviously small business people. That's normally what we have. And we've had a lot of different a lot of ideas. You'd be surprised, they'll pay that $99, but just want to get more information. And information is huge. Knowledge is huge. And but most of the time, it's just small businesses.
Okay. So if somebody comes in and they need that initial mentoring session, that 90-minute job with a couple of mentors, that I guess that'd be as good a time as any to ask about, well, really about anything, about the business management certification class, whether they need to take it or whether it needs to be something they need to be looking at a little bit further on down the line.
Right. Yeah, they could take it. And but we really do two-on-one mentoring. You're getting an up-close look at what you're trying to do, and that's to me, that would be the best way, is to go as a mentor two-on-one.
Okay. And now, if you live in a rural area and can't come to Tyler for a mentoring session, I think it's safe to assume that it works pretty much the same way as it does if your local chapter doesn't have the expertise or specificity. You really do kind of need to go to that SCORE website, right?
Yeah, you go to the website. We can mentor by email. We can mentor by telephone.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we'd like to have you come to the offices, but we can do that.
Okay. And again, the office in Tyler, that's your main office, but you now have a satellite office in Mount Pleasant and one that just opened in Longview, and working on getting one in Texarkana. Folks who live in those areas need to be aware of that, because up until fairly recently, they either had to go online or talk to you on the phone or do email or come to Tyler. That's not the case anymore.
Yeah, so, or don't do anything.
Or don't do anything, and that's probably the worst thing you
can do. That's right.
Some of the things that I know you wanted to talk about today, first of all, volunteering as a SCORE mentor. You're always in the process of looking for SCORE mentors. And I guess the easiest thing for them to do is to go to the SCORE website, get in touch with you that way. It's score.org. You can call Kay at 903-510-2975. And keep in mind that you have to have all of the necessary qualifications. And you can get those, or some of that information, from the SCORE website or by visiting with Kay. But if what Rusty and I are talking about today sounds like something that you'd like to do as far as being a mentor is concerned, SCORE is looking for you.
John,
give them a call or go online.
You can be a mentor, and we do the vetting, but you also can be a volunteer.
Okay.
And if you want to help with some conferences, or you want to help with workshops,
oh, okay,
or whatever you like to do. So we don't want to pin it down to executive mentors, but a volunteer can really add a lot to our chapter.
All right. And again, 903-510-2975, or check out that score.org website. Everything you need to know should be on there. You also take financial donations, and I'll briefly mention that when I was checking your website the other day preparing for this show, I noticed a tab that says donate. And you are, I think you mentioned earlier, a 501c3. You do take financial donations, and you need that money to keep you going as well, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Some of the things that are actually kind of new from the last time we visited with somebody from SCORE, our friend Leland Ferguson, a little over a year ago. Now, you've had over 522 mentoring sessions in 2019. That is a record for Tyler. And you were also awarded platinum for your chapter. That's the highest honor awarded by SCORE National based on your performance. What are some of the performance criteria that SCORE National takes into consideration when giving out that kind of an award?
Yeah, obviously to mentoring. That's the number one reason we're in business, is to mentor someone, a small business or a startup. How many times we talk to a client, what kind of follow-up do we use. I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. That gives us a good idea. Yeah, sure.
To do there. There's several different ones that do it. It's the first time our chapter's ever got it, and we're pretty excited about it. Also in 2018, we had the best turnaround chapter in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's two ways you can look at that. How far down were you when you turned around?
I always chuckle at that,
but we were doing pretty good, but we even turned it around better. And then 2019, we came up with the platinum award, which we're very proud of.
All right. And that right there is as good an incentive as anybody who wants to start up a new business or advance the young business that you already have started up to get in touch with SCORE. 378 chapters nationwide, over 11,000 mentors across the country. You did 12 startup seminars at TJC and 4 at WorkHub in 2019. And I don't know if we really got into any kind of a conversation about the startup seminars at TJC. I know we talked about the other conferences, the $99 ones.
Well, these are free, and they really go over the basics. I mean, we have a slideshow, and we interact with the clients in the class and how they can get started from name. We need to have a name of your business, what type of business you want to be, an LLC, sole proprietor, or any other type, S-Corp, C-Corp. There, and then we structure it right on down to the end and mm-hmm. Open it up for questions. It's really good, and I always say that it's worth a lot more than free because we spent all our life doing it and now giving back to people.
Well, to the community, really, I think, and we talked about that earlier in the show. So you can do those at TJC the first Tuesday of each month, and you did 12 of them at TJC, 4 at WorkHub on South Broadway in Tyler over the past year. And again, just to really emphasize, your basic MO is to have that mentoring session, that 90-minute mentoring session with two mentors, but there are so many other things that you offer, and people really need to check out that www.score.org website and the Facebook page to learn more. Another thing we want to talk about, we're getting down close to the end of the show, and you mentioned a session that you had that was all women recently. And as it happens, there is a new women's conference coming up in September of 2020. Tell us how that's shaping up right now.
Well, it's going good. You know, you think you've got plenty of time, but you don't. You have to get everybody lined up and get ready for it. We're having it at the Movie Studio Grill out on South 69. There, we're going to bring in some video feeds of some special folks to talk to our group. And local talents also, but we really think it's going to be good, and we'll start that probably in July, being able to buy tickets to it.
All right, so stay tuned. A couple of other things, and I'll touch on these. One of the things that I noticed when you go to the website, there are media FAQs on there, and one of them just kind of getting my attention right now. SCORE's economic impact, it says in 2018 alone, SCORE helped to create 32,387 new businesses and add 135,687 new jobs to the American economy. And I can only assume that what happens in Tyler and the surrounding East Texas area is a microcosm of that. You guys just have the numbers. You're really producing new and growing businesses are having a role in the success of new and growing businesses that's really having an impact, not just in Tyler and East Texas.
That's a big number, yeah, considering that small businesses start out small. Mm-hmm. So if you have that many numbers there, it's we're talking to a lot of folks.
Sure thing. And we do have only a few, just less than a minute left in the show. I also wanted to point out that you're making efforts to ensure that the diversity of your mentor pool and the clients you serve accurately reflect the U.S. population. And that's important to remember. But Rusty, we're out of time, and we appreciate your dropping by and visiting with us.
Thank you very much, John.
You bet. Rusty Wilkes with SCORE, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you again next week on In Focus.